And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon has reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Days after the strike, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley had said it was a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist.
And it was a righteous strike.
But a Pentagon investigation now shows it was something different.
The strike was a tragic mistake.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the military believed it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport.
We now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
It was the final strike of America's longest war, and McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Advisors at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have rejected recommending widespread use of a third dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The vote was 16-2 against three doses, a setback for the White House. Advisor Dr. Michael Carilla says they need more data.
We need to target the boosters right now, specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and it's an older population, it's immunocompromised.
And the advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. Advisor Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC says the focus should stay on two doses.
It is clear that the unvaccinated are driving transmission.
The Biden administration was hoping for the three-dose recommendation to shore up protection from the Delta variant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.48%, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ dropped by 0.91%. This is VOA News. France is recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia, a sign of the widening rift that's developed over Indo-Pacific security, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It's being described as a crisis in relations between the two longtime allies. The French foreign minister says never before has France recalled its U.S. ambassador, but says it's justified by the seriousness of Australia pulling out of a conventional submarine deal with France and switching to U.S. nuclear power technology. The Biden administration's been in contact with France, hoping the three countries can resolve the dispute, spurred by the announcement of a U.S., U.K., and Australia security pact for the Indo-Pacific. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Washington is on high alert ahead of a rally in support of the pro-Trump rioters who ransacked the U.S. Capitol in January, with security forces better prepared to avoid a repeat of the mayhem seen on January 6th. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says that there have been threats of violence.
How credible it is, how likely it is, people can make those judgments. But the fact of the matter is that we are hearing some chatter that I think it would be responsible for us to plan the way we've been planning and put the precautions in place.
Homeland Security officials have warned about the potential for violence, according to an intelligence briefing obtained by U.S. media, with a counter rally scheduled to take place nearby. A Los Angeles jury convicted Robert Durst Friday of murdering his best friend 20 years ago in a case that took on new life after the New York real estate heir participated in a documentary that connected him to the slaying linked to his wife's 1982 disappearance. The 78-year-old Durst was convicted of the first-degree murder of Susan Berman, who was shot at point-blank range in the back of the head in her Los Angeles home in December 2000 as she prepared to tell police how she helped cover up Durst's wife's killing. Berman, the daughter of a Las Vegas mobster, was Durst's longtime confidant who told friends she provided a phony alibi for him after his wife vanished. Thousands of Haitian migrants assembled under and around a bridge in a small Texas border town as chaos unfolded Friday. Unable to buy supplies in the United States, they returned briefly to Mexico for food and cardboard to settle, temporarily at least, under or near a bridge in the city of Del Rio, a city of 35,000 that has been severely strained by migrant flows in recent months. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.